with the Magic Millions completed, the sale focus now turns to Melbourne and Victoria's premier sale, which of course is the Inglis Premier on Feb 27, 28 and the 1st of March. And the catalogue is now out. And for breeding buffs and bloodstock experts, it is mouth-watering with some of the horses set to go through the ring and the siblings to so many Group 1 winners of recent times. And of course, this is a sale that has produced so many stars in recent years. And it's great to catch up with James Price, who is the Victorian Inglis Bloodstock Manager. James, how good does this catalogue look? How are you?
Very well, Michael. Terrific to join you. And yeah, let's just say the stage has been cleared and we can crack on with the main event of the Premier Sale in about 6 weeks' time.
Absolutely. You must take some confidence and satisfaction from what the temperature of the market is after watching the figures and the money that went through the ring last week, because it's usually a pretty good sounding board to what the other sales are going to be taking.
Yeah, it sure is. We're always watching Magic Millions in January as a key indicator and barometer of how the market will be. And we were delighted to see all figures up for their sale, because it does. It sets a really good trend for the yearling sales series are set to commence with us in Sydney Classic next month, but also quickly onto the Melbourne Premier Sale. So looking forward to another successful sales series.
How many lots have we got scheduled for the Premier?
We've got almost 800. We've got 793 catalogued for the sale. So we've got about 800 boxes at Oakland. So it doesn't make much, there's not much wriggle room for vendors, but yeah, delighted with what we've been able to catalogue.
So many stars have come through that sale in recent years. For this year's sale, what are some of the early headliners that we maybe can look ahead to, especially from a point of view of those that have been starring on the track in recent times?
Yeah, you're obviously just talking about the Lightning Market, and we look to the favourite Nature Strip. He was a graduate of the sale, and we look to other horses, sort of an heir apparent to the world's best sprinter in Masked Crusader, who also came out of the Premier Sale. So, you know, it's got a wonderful, rich history of great horses on the track. We need look no further, obviously, than Black Caviar a few years ago. So, and then Sandrana Lane, Beat the Clock in Hong Kong, Geetra, Haydock, and look at young stallions like Written By and Ole Kirk. So in terms of sale toppers this year, look, very hard to say. Looking forward, I think it's a very even bunch. You know, the Victorian vendors have heavily supported the sales. Probably, I would say, the best representation by Victoria that I've certainly seen in a Premier catalogue. Obviously, we know the strength of the Victorian industry and the investment made by many of the big players is only going to, you know, set to profit the Victorian Premier Sale.
You've got a close relation to Hitotsu, which no doubt will certainly have a lot of interest going through the ring.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, delighted to have that horse represented, and looking forward to making my way around all the studs in the coming weeks to see them all. And thank all the vendors from Victoria, but not only Victoria, into New South Wales, and also probably got our largest representation from New Zealand coming across, a whole mix of stallions represented there and farms. So, you know, the first year at the helm of the Victorian Bloodstock Part Division of Inglis, I'm extremely delighted and looking forward and encouraged by what I've seen in the catalogue so far.
Yeah, we're looking forward to counting down as well. It's a great 3 days that we'll be out there live during the sales, but we'll get out to a few of the farms beforehand and preview what is the biggest and most important sale and week as far as breeding's concerned here in Victoria. Great to get you on this morning, James. We look forward to building it up over the coming month.
Thanks, Michael.